Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Chloe Southam from the Colby Curtis Museum. So welcome, Chloe.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
Tell us about the Colby Curtis Museum.
Well, the Colby Curtis Museum is located in Stansted, and we're located on Dufferin Street in Stansted, and in an old house called the Carol Croft. And it's the location of the Colby Curtis Museum, but also of the Stansted Historical Society. And so we have here in the house, it's the museum and the historical society. We have an archive with and a collection in relation to the region of Stansted and the county of Stansted. And we also have, as part of the Colby Curtis Museum, a collection of artifacts and archive related to the history and heritage of the Colby family. The Colby family were a family who lived during five generations in the Carol Croft house in Stansted. And in 1992, Helen Colby donated the house to the Stansted Historical Society. And so since 1992, we are the Colby Curtis Museum and the Stansted Historical Society here in Stansted.
So definitely an interesting place to visit. Now, you have different hours, and for February, I think you're open from Tuesday to Thursday, 1 to 5 p.m.?
Exactly. Well, we're open 1 to 5 p.m. During the month of February, mm-hmm. March, mm-hmm. and starting from April, we'll be open 5 days a week.
Okay.
And so one to five, it's possible to visit the museum. And mm-hmm. in the summer, we were open 7 days a week. So that's for the months of June, July, and August, we're open 7 days a week.
Okay, that's great. Now, you're always doing some interesting things. You have teas and different things. And right now, you're planning a trip to New York, and that's very exciting, too, from May 8th to 10th. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay. Well, here at the Stansted Historical Society, we always try to develop different events and activities. And for the past few years, we've been organizing trips to different locations. And this spring, it's going to be a trip to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of May. And the 8th of May is a Friday, and so we will leave early in the morning from Stansted, and we would sleep two nights in New York and come back on Sunday the 10th. And so we work with a company called Expression Voyage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done different trips with them, and we work well with them, and they organize different activities during the day. But of course, it's flexible. If some of the people who are interested in joining us for the trip, it's possible for them to do their own activities and meet up with the group. But this trip has been very popular because now we only have, I think, only three places left.
Oh, really?
In the bus, we've been the phone has been ringing, and everyone seems interested in this trip. And so I would encourage anyone who's really interested to join us for this trip to give us a call here at the museum,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll explain what to do because of reservation.
Definitely, but first, I guess we have to call the museum. And I know we've been running the ad on our community events here for the past couple of weeks. And as you say, also the records. So that has definitely drummed up a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And you had 50 places in the beginning. Now you have three left?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So it's been going very fast since last time I talked to you. Many people have reserved. And I guess it's very attractive because in the month of May, we know usually it's kind of nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also the weekend of Mother's Day. So there's quite a few people took this opportunity to do a little trip with their mother. So
okay, that's excellent. And the trip is with motor coach, so you don't have to worry about driving. And there's definitely a guide throughout the whole way, and everything is organized, and the price is very reasonable.
Yes.
So anybody, one of the three places, if you want one of the three places left, definitely get in touch with the Colby Curtis Museum, 819-876-7322. Any other activities or fundraisers coming up, Chloe?
Well, this is one of the trips, but mm-hmm. I can certainly announce that this summer we'll have two exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
The dates are still to be confirmed, but we'll have one exhibition. For now, the title is Mother, Father, Child, Changing Family Relations from Victorian Times to the Present.
Okay.
And the other exhibition, I'm very excited about it because it's going to talk about the agricultural fair, and it's going to talk also about the Earthcliff Fair.
Okay.
So the title I have now is the County Fair, Agricultural Improvement and Popular Culture in Stanstead County.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I'm in the process of researching and and getting in touch with people so we can get in contact with them to get stories, oral history, and possibly some artifacts for this exhibition that will take place during the summer. Both of them will be June, July, August, but keep in touch with us in order to know more regarding the dates.
Okay, that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And of course, every summer we do our tea room. So the tea room is going to start again this summer. This year we're going to have the tea room 3 days a week, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays during the whole summer. And so it's the English tea with scones and Devonshire cream mm-hmm. and jam, of course. And so very soon we'll be putting more publicity about it to explain the dates and opening hours.
Okay, that's great, and certainly let us know. We'd be happy to announce it. So that's something to look forward to, lots of things to look forward to with the Colby Curtis Museum. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Chloe?
Well, I would like to invite anyone who's interested in knowing more about the Stanstead and the history of the Colby Curtis Museum to come and visit us here during the spring or the summer. And you can always give us a call, and it'll be a pleasure for us to answer your questions.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chloe, and all the best with the upcoming activities.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you
for inviting me.
Thank you.
Basically, we'll also keep a list of a waiting list.
Okay.
Just in case people cancel, and then we'll know who to go on the list if people cancel. Just calling if they're really interested,
mm-hmm.
because someone might cancel last minute.
Good. Well, it sounds really exciting, and
I hope it's going to be nice and sunny.
Oh, I hope so. It'll definitely be exciting whether it's sunny or not. So thanks very much, and have a great day.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for thinking of us. And if I have, well, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. And really happy to hear about being a success. And it's definitely a go then, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
We're so excited when it goes well like this.
And yeah.
And it's enthusiastic.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.